Hello, this is Wayne Gernick from Moments by Wayne, and this is the Wedding Words of Wisdom podcast. I talk with so many wedding professionals about everything wedding, locations, photography, gowns, cakes, and so much more. Please check out all of the podcasts on Wedding Radio at momentsbywayne.com, as well as on the podcast app. Now, listen in and enjoy.
Hello, this is Wayne Gernick, and I'm here for the podcast for Wedding Words of Wisdom. And this is the series that's part of the Tuscany tour that I had the opportunity to take with my hosts, which are the wonderful, wonderful people from Tuscany for Weddings, which is a division of the Florence, Italy. I should say it properly, Carlotta, and I will. Florence Convention Bureau. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking today with Carlotta Ferrari. And Carlotta, why don't you introduce yourself and tell a little bit about why you're talking with me and who you are today, and then I'll get into all of the important questions.
Yes, thank you, Wayne. My name is Carlotta Ferrari, a very easy name because my name is the one as the car, the very okay. famous car. Anyway, I'm not the owner of Ferrari Cars, but the director of Destination Florence Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is a very long name.
We are
the company promoting Florence and Tuscany all over the world. And today I'm here with you because one of our division is called Tuscany for Weddings and is, of course, the division promoting Tuscany all around the world to attract destination weddings.
Wonderful. And I have to tell you that, and I know you know this, but our listeners don't, and I want to be very upfront, but I also want to mention how honored I am to be the ambassador across the U.S. for Tuscany for Weddings. It's a huge honor for me. It's, as you know, it's a lot of work, which is a pleasure because when we enjoy our work, there, you know, the term work is not so difficult. So I really enjoy talking to people, whether it's brides and grooms or whether it's couples, whether it's wedding services. Everybody's interested about Tuscany, and I talk with a lot of different people about why I'm an ambassador for Tuscany for Weddings. And I think it would be also very good in this starting section if you could talk a little bit about Destination Florence Convention and Visitors Bureau. Did I finally get it right?
Fantastic.
Okay. And how Tuscany for Weddings works and what your goals are as far as promoting your members.
Yes. First of all, I want to say that we are honored to have you as our ambassador. For us, it's really important. We are so proud, and I'm sure you are one of the reasons why we have so many members, because we love to be represented by you in such an important country for us as the U.S., which is one of the most important in general for Florence, for leisure events and destination weddings. Destination Florence CVB is the official destination promoter. We operate since 1995, and we have the mission to increase quantity, but especially quality of events, destination weddings, and tourism in general. We are the official destination promoter, and this means that in one side, we represent the entire destination with over 300 members, which are all the operators of tourism in general, meeting industry, and of course destination weddings. But at the same time, we are the official partner of the Florence municipality and the regional government. So we have a higher mission. We promote our members, but in general we promote also the entire territory as the destination for weddings and events, of course. We are, I think, the only one convention bureau in Italy with three different divisions, and especially with one dedicated to destination weddings. And this is because Tuscany is, I think, the first region in Italy for international weddings. And so this division, it was really important to us and to our members and in general to the various companies that we have in Tuscany, because this segment is very, very strong all around the region. Of course, the fact that we are a private company means that we are in the market. So we have several members, but we are able to reply to our client in less than 24 hours. We are always, always at the desk. When you talk about convention bureau, very often you think about a sort of public companies inside the town hall and the municipality. So maybe something not so active, especially in Italy, but in our case, we are official partner, but we are private. So you can count on us 24 hours a day.
Wonderful. So in an effort for me to provide listeners with full disclosure, I think it's important for me to mention you know, the series that I'm doing right now is called the Tuscany Tour, and I believe that it was your incredible team in your offices that named it that, and it's such a perfect name. It's several weeks ago I traveled to Florence and to the Tuscany region, which you're very aware of because we had the opportunity to be together for much shorter a time than I would have liked, but I know that you and your team are busy, and so am I, frankly. But I think it's important for me to mention that part of the reason for me coming to Florence on this Tuscany tour was because in the past I have had the opportunity to visit and to meet some of your members, but this really gave me the opportunity to learn more in depth what your organization is about and what your members are like, and to really get to experience and see the locations. I had a very, as you know, very, very busy schedule. In, I believe it was 6 days, we as in I and your team that was with me had the opportunity to travel to 27 different locations, which is a lot in 6 days. We were on the run, and I felt bad that I was constantly late. But so it's so important for me to be able to speak from experience and from meeting the people who are behind the companies and the businesses and the hotels and relays and villas that I visited, and to understand why they do what they do and how good they are at it. And you have a team in your offices, as I'm sure you're aware, and I know you're smiling, that are incredible. They really are. And then above and beyond that, you have a team of your members that are so different than what we have in the U.S. and so wonderful at their way of providing the most gracious hospitality and explaining things. And I think there's a misconception that if you go to Italy that you're not going to be able to speak the language and communicate with anybody. And I think it's important that listeners know that most people speak fluent English just like you do. And in many of the interviews that have just started being released on the podcast, I often talk about how I'm trying to pronounce something in Italian, and I'm embarrassed because I don't speak very much Italian at all. I can say hello and goodbye. But so along with everything from the Tuscany tour, talk a little bit about your members. Who are they? Why are they members? And what is it that they get from your organization as far as support or advice and all of it. I'm going to leave it at that and let you do some talking now.
Okay. Let's start from who are our members. Our members are all the companies that operate in the wedding industry, in this case, all around Tuscany. So we have really all the various services you need, from hotels, villas, relay, but also catering services, photographer, florist, company provides fancy box, gifts, limousine, transfer. So you can really find in our company all the services you need for your wedding. Of course, to be a member of Tuscany for Weddings, it's not enough to just have a company operating in the wedding industry, but you have to have a lot of a sort of standard of services that you offer, and you have also to respect our ethical code. So we double check indeed the company, and of course we go personally, not only visiting the place, but we love to be in touch with the property, with the management. We want to know them personally. And after we have experienced this kind of company or services, they can become members of Tuscany for Weddings. Of course, it's very important, the reputation of the place. So we double check, of course, all the weddings they have hosted before. And of course, we love to have the advice from people we trust, as you, for example.
Thank you. Yes. I had an amazing experience at each and every location. One of the podcasts that will come up is regarding wedding planning. So even though I'm a wedding planner in the US, clients from the US, couples do not have to hire me in order to come to Tuscany for Weddings and the Convention and Visitors Bureau in order to get information. I think that that's something that is very important for you know, couples to understand, is that I'm doing promotion and I have my own wedding planning business where I do both local and destination weddings wherever my clients take me. And I'm knowledgeable about, you know, the actual planning and design and coordinating of weddings wherever I am in the world. But this is not about me. It's really about Carlotta and Chiara and Serena and Teresa and the rest of the team at Tuscany for Weddings, and allowing those people in the US market to understand that if they have a budget and it's a good budget to do a wedding locally, that there aren't that many barriers to taking that same budget or maybe a slightly expanded budget to cover airfare and travel to Italy, travel to Florence and Tuscany, and experience a completely different world of moments for their wedding that is nothing like what they could get here in the US.
Yes.
So I want to delve into a little bit about who you are and why you do what you do, so that our listeners, you know, can really get a feel for the joy and everything that you get out of doing your job. And so my question is, what is it about your job that you love, and why do you do what you do with the Convention Bureau?
I lost the very last part of the sentence.
So what is it about your job that you love, and why do you do this type of work as opposed to any number of other things that you could be doing?
So it's not easy. It's not an easy question. It's in some way a very easy question, but not so easy for me to explain. I really love my job. And I think that you can see from my face.
Yes,
and from my
absolutely.
First of all, because when you have to promote something amazing it's like an honor, you know. I wake up every day and in a few seconds I'm in the middle of one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And for me, it's an honor to be paid to tell to the rest of the world to come in this amazing destination. And also, I really love to put people together and to find a common mission. And in this case, the mission is to have all day by day to have always a more welcoming destination, and to make people happy to come. And finally, of course, also to see our destination growing, even from an economic point of view, because it's clear that all these kind of events are very important for also for economic reasons. And when I see different companies deciding to allocate part of their budget in a project as the Convention Bureau, so in a project where they have to share with competitors their knowledge, their ideas, their project to arrive in a common place, in the same place, I think it's a big satisfaction. It's a very big satisfaction. And I've seen this company growing day by day. When I'm arrived in 2010, we had just a few members, few companies inside the Convention Bureau. And now we have more than 300, and sometimes I think it's really unbelievable. And this is the thing that makes me more proud. And at the same time, I'm very satisfied to bring in front of our institutions all the problems, or even simply the question that we have as an industry. So we are in the middle between the private company and politics, and it's amazing sometimes to see that the politics really do something that we have requested to support us in our growth and finally in the growth of the destination. And I'm very lucky because I can do all this with an amazing staff. We are 16 women and a poor man. And being all women, I have to say that makes things easier and easier, because this is a multitasking job, and you know that women can do more things at one time better than men.
I tend to agree.
Not That's you, so of course. You can do it.
Oh, no, I'm part of that group that, unfortunately, I can't do as many things at once. I tend to agree. So, you know, your membership is, the members that you have are, and I keep using this word, and I use it throughout a lot of the podcasts that I'm doing. The word is amazing. There's, to me, there's so many different words that could be used, but I think that the fact that I use the word amaze is very telling. I had the opportunity to meet so many business owners, so many business managers, everything from five-star hotels, you know, marketing directors, those team members at different locations that are there to promote their property. Yet they were so down to earth. There was never a feeling that they were trying to push information on me. What I find is that there is a different sensibility that you and your community have about selling. And it really isn't about selling. It's about providing services and products in a way that is comfortable. And and luxurious and welcoming and really from the heart. I'm pointing to my chest right now, but you know, there won't be a video of our talk. There will be sound bites on the podcast, but they really in every single way touched me. And I think that that's something that our listeners need to know, that when they come and experience the hospitality, it isn't about selling and selling and selling. Every single time I spoke to someone, we were greeted in a way that felt like home. It felt comfortable. And so what is it that really creates this different feeling in Tuscany? I may have stumped you on that because you live there, so you may not be able to answer that. But is there some little secret about, is it the number of hours that people work? Is it that they love their job?
I don't know. We, you know, we are surrounded by art and beauty every single day, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And finally, and we love to say that here in Tuscany and in general in Italy, I have to say, hospitality is an art, and this art is a part of our DNA. So we really feel the beauty we have around. We really I don't know how to say, but it's, I know, you know, when you have the beauty inside, when you are surrounded by beauty, it's even easier than to sell this.
It almost presents itself in a way that is enticing, that you have to become a part of.
Yeah, I think this is the difference. Let me say, we are not the sales manager of an hotel that you can find wherever in the world. But we really believe in what we say. We are really happy and proud to sell our territory, our country, and in our relay or our villa. And I think we are so natural in doing this. And I think that you, and from the other side, you can really feel in this. So it's not our job, it's our life, it's our natural mission. And I think this is what you feel when you come here. So everything is really real.
I think that that's a great way to explain it. Everything is real. It's not like anybody is putting on a show.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, I live in Los Angeles, where a lot of what goes on here is all about show business and entertainment. And I think that there is such a, I want to say, down to earth level of community and family and heritage. Heritage is something that I talked about when I was on the tour also. Mm-hmm. There's a history in the region that we don't have in the U.S. Sure, we have, and you and I have talked about this and how I feel that, you know, here we have older buildings and historic properties, but there's nothing like the history that you have there. And I think that many times when I would be touring, I would feel like the earth was moving my feet and I didn't really have to move. And it was, you know, it was the heritage that was sort of pushing me forward to learn more and to experience everything that the region has to offer.
Yeah.
How do you go? I'm gonna turn in a different direction, because I could talk about the feelings and the emotions of what I experienced there. I mean, oftentimes I don't even know if you know this, Carlotta, but at certain times, as I was saying goodbye to people, or I was going from one place to another, As I was arriving, it was a little bit nervous for me because I didn't know what to expect at each new place. And I know that the people that I was meeting were nervous too, because they didn't know what to expect from me. Mm-hmm. And yet by the time I was leaving, many times I was like in tears. And it was a loving, caring, emotional time that I connected with certain people in ways that I never expected, because in my world, when I go on a site visit, it's all about walking me through the place, and it's about letting me see the ballroom or see the gardens. And yet in Italy, when I was on this Pescani tour, it was more about getting to know people, and it was more about understanding what they're able to do, and are they able to, if someone comes in with their dream of what they want, can it be accomplished there? And in every aspect, I would ask questions, and the answers were, yes, we could do that. And if there was something that they couldn't do, they wouldn't say no. They'll say, you know, they'll say, oh, I'm sure we could figure out how to do it, you know, in a way that would make the couple happy. And it's more about the relationships. And so I don't even remember where I was going with what I was just saying, but I'm going to go in a different direction. Now I remember. I was going to ask you, how do you go about selecting the members that you want to become a part of this division? And you've got such an incredible mix of, in the US, we call them vendors. And I don't really like to call them vendors, because to me, a vendor is someone selling newspapers or hot dogs on the street corner. These are wedding professionals. They are professional at what they do, whether it's a hotel or a private villa, or it's a cake company. Masha and Saskia from
Sugar and Spice.
Thank you for helping me. Sugar and Spice. They were wonderful. But so how do you go about selecting those members, and how do you create that mix of people that are comfortable, as you said, sometimes they are sharing with their competitors?
So about the selection, of course, we have in the office the wedding specialist, Chiara, of course.
She's a joy.
Yes, she is. She is a fabulous person, first of all, and as you have experienced, is a person really easy to be in touch with, because she is very sweet and she's very friendly, and at the same time, she's so professional. And she really knows the market, she knows what couple want, and she knows what our clients want. So she used to research and then personally visit all the single potential members we have. And of course, we are supported also by some studies. So we know the markets interested in destination weddings in Tuscany, and depending on the market, we know what they are looking for. So we select castles, villas, catering services, etc., also based on what our clients, of course, wants. And they are happy to be all together, even with the competitors, because they know that stronger together, it's better. Together, we are stronger. You know, in Tuscany, we have such amazing places that are finally small companies. And if we put a little piece all together, of course, we can do bigger things. We can do better promotion. We can have better studies. We can share more and more best practices. We can share Wayne all together.
Thank you.
And so this is really why they want to be our members, and they are happy to stay all together, because we share, and we really share a lot. We share experiences, we share knowledge, we share investments, we share ideas. And finally, of course, this is a really a win-win process.
So I think that there's something to be said for people in our industry who are willing to share. And it's an amazing thing that most people don't ever get to experience, but I've experienced it many times, both locally in the US as well as in Florence. And I've experienced it in a number of other places, but we're talking about Florence and Tuscany. And the incredible thing that happens when people come together is they're able to share not just wonderful experiences, but they're able to talk about challenges, and they're able to talk about things that sometimes happen. And what I find is that when you learn from each other, you're able to handle pretty much anything. Yeah. And you have a support system that you can call and say, oh my God, something happened last weekend and I need to get another idea of how to fix it.
Yes, of course, but you can think of, we support all the different destinations to push all their municipality to cut the bureaucracy and to facilitate, for example, city weddings. So we call all the destination with best practices to give us documents in order to use for other destinations. Or we share information about clients, because sometimes you have also fake clients or bad clients or bad suppliers, because there are also bad suppliers, of course. So it's really important, this, and I have to say that the industry in this case is very generous in Tuscany, very generous. Everyone is different, you know, so maybe they really don't feel to be really competitors, because everyone is conscious to have a unique product. So we are not competitors. We are beautiful, and we have a very high quality services, and everyone can have its own clients.
I think that you focused on something that's very important, is that there are sometimes clients or services, and the way I choose to say it is that are not a match for each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody planning a wedding ever comes into that process and steps into what I call our wedding world with the idea of causing problems for professionals. And I don't think that anybody in our industry, in the wedding world, ever wants to have a client complain or be upset or disappointed. I think that in general, those that work in our industry are people pleasers. Mm-hmm. They want clients to be happy, and they want what I call raving fans. They want people to go out and have, you know, anywhere from 30 or 40 of their guests for a small intimate to 200 or 300 or 500 people at their wedding, to go out and tell all of their people how incredible their destination wedding experience was. And so it's important for people to understand that in our business, people are pleasers, and they want couples, they want family members, they want guests to just walk away feeling like they were taken care of in the most extreme way, and cared for and fed the incredible Italian cuisine, which is everybody in the US tries to copy it, and there's only a few that are able to. So we've gone a little bit longer than I really should, but there's so much that I want to cover. I have to say that after my Tuscany tour and the experiences that I have so much to say about the people and the places and the hospitality, and I think that will come through in each one of the individual podcasts. It was an amazing experience, and I tend to watch other people, and I tend to talk to people and find out what their experience is, so that I'm matching it and making sure that I'm not off the deep end when I'm talking. I had the opportunity in one of the dining rooms at one of the most beautiful relays to sit and have a dinner by myself, which I never like to do because I love talking with people. But I was watching to make sure, and I'm telling you this because I don't know if I ever told you while I was there. Mm-hmm. But I sat by myself and I watched what I call the ballet of services come from the kitchen into the dining room. And I was wondering whether that was just a ballet for me or whether that was a ballet for anybody who came into the dining room. And I'm pleased to say that it was just as magnificent and incredible for the other people that I watched while I ate my dinner by myself as it was for me. And do you experience that when you are visiting some of the properties or meeting with a caterer? Does your team get to experience the same level of quality and service that a guest would?
Yes, definitely yes. And we have also to think about the fact that most of time when you go in a venue, you meet the owner directly. So they really open the doors of their private house or maybe of a place that it was a private house. So they welcome you really as a family guest, not simply a client. And I love to say that this is the standard of services that we offer in Tuscany. So definitely, yes, we used to enjoy this kind of ballet, as you said. And I think that this really makes the difference for us. And I have to say for Italy in general, I have to be honest, not only in Tuscany, but in the entire country. We are an open country, a welcoming country since the Romans, I have to say. And this is really in our genetic.
I had a funny story, and I will mention it here, and I don't remember if I mentioned it to you when I saw you. You are a country that comes from the Roman times, and I was speaking with someone from a property, and I don't want to go into which one it was. It was just a wonderful conversation. And we were talking about how I was mentioning that there's so much history and so much that comes from the generations before us that started and has sort of evolved over the centuries. And one of the comments was that we were talking about how beautiful the hotel rooms and accommodations were at this property. And she had said to me that she does have challenges sometimes because not everybody understands the history and the culture. And there was a guest who had come to stay, and she had heard that there was a complaint from that guest, and she came running down to the front desk to find out what the complaint was. And they said, oh, the walls have old rocks in them. And you know, I started laughing because those old rocks are historic. And, you know, I constantly talked about if the floors could talk or if the walls could talk, I'd like to hear what went on in the, you know, 1500s back in this property. And this guest just didn't like the room because it had, and I'm using my fingers with quotes, it had old rocks protruding out of the walls. And my comment back was, well, they're not old rocks, they're historic and they're ancient and they breathe the life that was there from centuries before. And so sometimes it's difficult to please people that have different expectations. Yes. And so they made a change in the room to a more modern room, and the client was so much happier because they wanted the plastered walls with artwork instead of the historic rocks, or the old rocks as they called it. So I just sort of chuckled at that comment. But I think it shows that the owners of many of these properties want people to be pleased, so they do have a variety of accommodations.
Yes.
Everything from very historic and traditional to very modern and contemporary and updated. And many of them have taken those two design aspects and fused them together. And
yes, Definitely. Yeah. In general, I want to say that, of course, we are a destination full of history and full of traditions. But at the same time, we are able to look at innovation. And so you can find, of course, innovation everywhere. You can sleep in a very a medieval castle. But you can have in the cellar, you can have an amazing and modern spa where you can have your treatments. We innovate in the kitchen. So we are able to cook traditional food, but with really, really innovative ways. So we come from the Renaissance and we have to be innovative. Coming from the Renaissance doesn't mean that we are old or, you know, but it means that our minds are always looking forward. So we are really able to innovate. And that's why in Tuscany, you can find really a variety of location and services that are able to combine the history with the innovation and with the technology, for example.
You put that in an amazing way. And I don't know if you saw, I was covering my mouth a little bit so that I wouldn't interrupt because it was so perfect. And the way that I want to add to that is I want to say your culture comes from the Renaissance. But I think in addition to honoring that history and that Renaissance, you're also always creating a new Renaissance.
Yes.
A new way of doing things, a new way of hospitality, a way of being kind and generous and innovative in the process. We talked about so much and we could talk for hours and hours.
Yes,
but it's late where you are and it's early where I am. So I want to sort of
I don't have to start to cook the dinner yet.
Okay. So what have I missed? What are some of the most important things that we haven't talked about that we can sort of maybe tease our listeners so that they want to hear more and then we'll do another one again? Have we missed anything that's really important for, I know what I want to say, but.
I don't know. We said so many things. We had talked about traditions, beauty, food, wine.
We didn't talk about wine. We sort of touched on it.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, you know, if there's a dream of having an intimate dinner in a wine cellar or in a, you know, underground historic, I don't know what to call it. A cavern or one of the properties, one of the locations in Tuscany told me about there was, I'm trying to remember the whole story and I could rifle through my papers, but there was a tunnel of love that was dug many, many years ago for the royalty to go through to their true love's apartment. It's in the podcast for that property.
Okay.
And, now people have the opportunity to have dinner in that space, which is now converted to a dining room. But yeah, the wine, the cuisine, the food. I mentioned earlier, Masha and Saskia from Sugar and Spice Bakery were unbelievable. I'm also thinking about transportation opportunities. There's everything from doing Mini Cooper tours, ballooning, cooking classes. I would say that whatever someone's heart desires is possible.
Yeah.
And so were you going to say something just now?
No, please do.
Okay. So my last question for you is, and I end all of my podcasts with this, do you have any wedding words of wisdom for couples that want to get married in Tuscany?
Difficult. I was just saying that, of course, you are talking about all things that are really part of our life. So beauty and art, but also food and wine are really important to us. We don't simply have lunch or dinner. We don't simply drink a glass of wine. But every day for us is very important to celebrate life with food, to celebrate life with wine, to celebrate life with laugh and love, because this is the way we live. And I think that for all these reasons, together with the beauty, of course, of our beautiful region, but for all these reasons, for the love that we express every day in every single thing we do, this is a reason why you have to get married in Tuscany.
And I would say, take a trip, go explore, and yeah. then you'll know you have to get married in Tuscany.
Yeah. The problem is that maybe you want to get married several times after you visit Tuscany.
That's true. That's true.
We can do.
Well, Carlotta, thank you so much for spending this time with me and talking. And we'll continue on the path of letting people know what's there and letting couples know that Florence, which is, I've said it before, it was mentioned that it's one of the most romantic cities in the world. And I would say that all of Tuscany should be included in that, because you have every possibility there. And it's not a hard sell. It really isn't. I believe that when people come there and experience it and meet others, they know that they have to be there. So I thank you very much. And please say hello. Please say hello to your whole team and tell them all that I'm grateful and thankful for all of their hard work to make sure that the Tuscany tour was spectacular for all of our listeners of Wedding Words of Wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. We are very happy to work with you. As I said, we love you. We really love you. We have no other words to say. We love you. We love to work with you. And the week we spent together, it was really precious for us, because we always learn something important from you. And a big thanks also from our members, because as you have experienced, yes, they wanted to show you the property, but they also wanted to know everything you know. They want to know from you. They are really happy to have your opinion, to have your ideas, and to know everything you know about destination weddings.
We really
consider you as part of our team.
Thank you so much. I feel that way, and the feelings are absolutely mutual with your team and your extended team of all of your members. And I know that when couples contact you and your team or any property or professional service directly, that they will be taken care of in a way that they will be amazed by. As we wrap up, please give the contact information, mention the website. I want to make sure that it comes from you, not from me, because I'll mess it up. The website is
www.tuscanyforweddings.com. And also www.conventionbureau.it.
Perfect. Carlotta Ferrari, thank you so much for your time, and we will definitely be in touch.
Yes, thank you very much, Wayne. Lovely to speak to you.
Likewise.
This is Wayne Gernick, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the Wedding Words of Wisdom podcast. For more information, go to momentsbywayne.com and click on Wedding Radio, and be sure to subscribe on your podcast app. Thanks for listening.